and welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. Today in the news, we're starting to see inflation creep into the economy more and more, and this is going to create the classic tightening cycle, said Tom Winwill, portfolio manager of Midas Fund to FX Empire. Inevitably, when the Fed starts to tighten, they're going to be significantly behind the curve, and that will be good for gold. Well, speculative manias are in the air, evidenced by the recent price surges for Bitcoin, the digital asset with a fundamental value of zero, and GameStop, a declining retailer, reports Wall Street Journal. Along with other economic trends, a strong recovery, surging commodity prices, and an uptick in inflation, those asset bubbles have a clear cause, the massive expansion of money and credit. The M2 money supply will grow by nearly 12% this year. That's twice as fast as the average from 2000 to 2019. It's a rate that spells trouble, inflation trouble. Our hypothesis is simple. The global financial system has reached the limits of indebtedness, and the U.S. government is going to begin quietly defaulting on its debt, writes Tom Dyson at Rogue Economics. I've been calling this default a soft default because there won't be any official announcement or public policy about it. They'll simply make interest rates negative and let the debt load shrink by about 3% a year or so. I'm protecting my savings by ditching our dollars, pounds, euros, and any bonds and sheltering in hard assets, gold, silver, and steel. Well, the Fed's most frequent lament is that no matter how many trillions in bonds and stocks and ETFs it buys, or how much liquidity it fire hoses into the market, it can't push inflation higher, reports Zero Hedge. For the first time since the financial crisis, the annual price increase for housing in every major U.S. city rose by as much as 14.4%, for example, in Phoenix, five times the Fed's stated inflation target. If actual house prices were used in place of rents, the core CPI would have registered a 3% gain in the past year, nearly twice the reported gain of 1.6%. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. It's on sale today.